end of the parsha occurs the terrible tragic story of Bnei Tzmaya, Midian, and there were people from Bnei Yisrael, even in that exalted dar, who unfortunately stumbled with znus, with nashim nakhiyas, women, Jewish women. And before that, it says that Bilam tells Balak, Rashi brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he says, Elakim shalelu sayne zimo. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, one thing he hates zima, he hates znus. I mean, this whole terrible thing was hates of Bilam, he understood. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam hates the sayne zima. So we're going to see how far that sin goes. And discuss the iser of negiyah b'derechiva, which means to have any affectionate physical contact with women that are asuras to us, which is an iser gomer, absolutely awesome, like we will see. It is not a midas chasidus. It is not an extra chumra. It has a little bit of a branding like that, but people want to make it sound like that, but it's not. Absolutely iser gomer. So last week's parasha was parashas Chukas. We learned about, of course, you have to keep mitzvahs. I mean, we don't understand the time, paraduma. So this mitzvah is not one of those mitzvahs. This mitzvah, we understand the time. Some people may struggle with it or may choose to struggle with it, but we understand the time. We also have to understand that this Isser is Negea nowadays, basically every single woman in the world. Because other than the arayas that are listed in the relatives listed in Parashas Achrimais, if a woman is married, she's a Yishzish. She's not married, she's most certainly a Nida. So basically, it's negated to every single woman in the world except for someone's wife when she is Daira. Okay. So it says in Parashas Achrimais, in the beginning of the Parashas of Arayas, it's like the opening pasuk to the Parashas of Arayas, it says, Ish ish al kol she'er b'sarei, Sikrivu Legalis Erva. You should not come close to be Megal Erva. Says in the Teres Kainim, Eli Elish Lei Gala. I know that you cannot do the action of Gilei Raya itself. Minayish Lei Kariv. How do I know that I can't even approach, come close? Talmud Loim Ele Sikrivu Legalis. Meaning that Chazal learned from here, that from Le Sikrivu, that you can't even have any physical contact with an Isha who is Asuratas. Even without Bia Mamish. The other Teres Kainim goes out of its way to exclude Kareva from Kareis and to prove that Kareis is only set on Bia itself. Meaning that this is a part of the Parsha of Arayas. And without Amir, maybe there would have been. It's included in the Parsha and needed to be excluded from Kareis. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos brings this Esther as a Loisase Gomer, included in the Minyan Taryag. Mitzvah Shinun Gimel 353, and he says that this mitzvah Shinun Gimel is that where his Yiranu Hashem commanded us, we carve l'achas mikalelu arayis afilu glay bia, from coming close to another arayis even without bia, glay nachivok v'anishok v'kayetzei v'ay mipu'ulais haznus, anything like that from znus related activities. V'amar yisal basar mizad, this is what Hashem said, ish ish al kol she'er b'sari le'sikr v'legalisar. Rambam continues, he brings the Teres Kainim that we mentioned as a raya to what he says to his shita. And as I pass in the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka, Parachaf Aleph, Parachaf Yisurei Bia, Halacha Aleph, he says, Yishachavak Minashak Reis Aleikim Min HaTeira. You get Malkus Min HaTeira. Malkus Min HaTeira. It's Yisur Dereis. The Ramban, however, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, argues on the Rambam. And he says, no, it's only Asur Midu Abana. Asur Abad Asur. But Midu Abana. And he brings a raya from Sugis Hashas and Shabbos, Tafid Gimel. Applies a similar shiloh, related shiloh. And the Gemara doesn't bring any raya from this Teres Kainim that the Rambam brings. Says the Ramban, you see from there, that the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, holds that Teres Kainim was not the authoritative halacha. And therefore we don't go like it, Lamaisa. So, says you see from the Gemara that this is only Asur Midi Rabbana. And so he comes out Lamaisa. He says, so what does the Pasuk mean, Lo Sikr Vu? That's referring to the etzem approach of znus itself. Not referring to any other physical contact, referring to znus itself. So these are the two shitas. Everyone holds avada, negiya derechiva is aser. The Rambam holds aser min ha-Torah, the Ramban holds aser min ha-Torah. So, and we know that all mitzvahs in the Torah are nitcha in the situation of pekuach nefesh, except for the Gimel Avodas Chamuras, which are avodah zarah, gilui ra'ayos, and shvichas tamim. Even if a guy would say, either do this avera, I'll kill you, you know the halach is yaharig v'aliyah. So says the Ramah, in Siman Kuf Nedayin Yerideya, he says, that this doesn't only go on the etzim iser of avodah zarah, gilui ra'ayos, and shvichas tamim. He says, v'kol iser avodah zarah, gilui ra'ayos, and shvichas tamim. Any iser related to avodah zarah, gilui ra'ayos, and shvichas tamim, even without the chiv misa of these isurim, but only a lav, still the halacha is yaharig v'aliyah. Not only the isur itself, everything that comes along, the general isur. Says the Shach, bring a makar, the makar for the Ramah. From the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dafayin Hay, which I don't know if you could say this, but it's pashat a crazy Gemara. The Gemara talks about a person of Adam Echad Shenasan Eino Bisha Achas, who got involved with a certain woman, Behela Belibay Tina, which means he was literally overwhelmed. He was sick with his taiva for this woman. And the doctor said, Ein lo takona ad shetibale. The only thing that's going to save his life, he's probably going to die unless he's mezana with this woman. So Chacham said, no. Yomus fal tibale. So Yehar Gval Yavar, there's no din of a chai behem. Yomus fal tibale. So they tried coming up with different aces what to do. Finally they said, Tisapr ima me'acheri hageder. Let him speak to this woman from the other side of a fence. And they said, Chacham said, Vayter, Yomos al tesabri me'acheri hageder. He has to die and he can't talk to her from acheri hageder, from the other side of a fence. Says the Shach, to speak to her from the other side of a fence is certainly not gilui ra'ayos mamish. And still, we're applying the rule, Yehareg v'al yavar. Says the Shach, this is the lav of le'sikrevu, it's only the lav of le'sikrevu. And we apply the rule of Yehareg v'al yavar. So you see in this Gemara, that Yehareg v'al yavar applies not only to the etim iser, but to everything that comes along. And continues the Shach. So you see in this Gemara, like the Rambam, that le'sikrevu is an iser d'oraisa. Because were it to be an iser d'rabbanon, there's no way that you could say Yehareg v'al yavar on iser d'rabbanon. An iser d'rabbanon can't be that's Yehareg v'al yavar. It doesn't make sense. Says the Gilui Mashah, Rishlam Eger, asked on the Shach, said, I don't understand the Shach, I don't know what you're talking about. To Sabra Imam Achari Hagedah to speak to her? That's certainly not Asa Midai Raisa, even the Fidah Rambah. That's Zichar not Asa Midai Raisa. Asa Midai Raisa, he's talking about, like we said, Negiyah B'Derech Chiva. Speaking to her is not Asa Midai Raisa. So you're proving to me that Kira of Derech Chiva is Asa Midai Raisa. This is certainly not included in that. And still the Gemara says Yehareg V'al Yavar. So Moshe Feinstein says, to answer this kasha, that this story was different. It was an extreme story. He was, like we said, literally dying with a taiva for this woman. And obviously, what were they going to be speaking about? Speaking about these inyanim to try to calm him down. That, Moshe says, is viewed as already a preparation for Znus Mamish. And that's also Yom Midrash. Okay, that's the pshat on the Shach. But al kopanim, the Shach is hanocha. It's hanocha the Beit Yosef as well. That it's impossible to say something should be yaharig v'al yavar. If it's only also midir abanon, something also is yaharig v'al yavar. You see, that's a right. It's also midir raisa. And l'chayra, a very sound hanocha. But and the Shach concludes from this raya that the halacha is like the Rambam, not like the Ramban. That kreivol arayis is also midir raisa, not also midir abanon. So that's very good for the halacha, but if you're trying to learn the sugya, so this is a kasha on the Ramban. So, how are we going to understand the Ramban? What was that?
That's Kirv.
Yeah, but I know, but no, the Ramban is Zeres D'oraisa. The Ramban said, no, he's talking about, when he says there, he means the Etzem Mais Znus is referred to as the Sikrevu. He's not referring, he doesn't mean the preparation, he means the Etzem approach of a Mais Sevilla.
Is approaching it? No,
he doesn't mean that. He means. But L'chaira, aside from the kasha of the Shach from this Gemara in Sanhedrin, this kasha is boiled from the words of the Ramban Alein. It's a kasha I had for a very long time. But Gemara in Pesachim says, goes through the whole sugi of Yisuri Hana, all different Yisuri Hana. The Gemara finally says, Bakol Misrapin, You could use all Yisurei Anah for refuah, b'makom chedesh yesh b'sakana. It is pekuach nefesh, it's matir all Yisurei Anah, except for atzei asherah, using avod zara materials. And the Gemara applies to that the rule that avod zara is yehareg b'al yavar. Avod zara is yehareg b'al yavar. Says Rashi, someone who's misrapi ba'atzi asheira is nirek ma'ideva. Looks like he's being ma'ide to the strength of the asheira. Tosfos says the Gemara is talking about a specific echatemta when someone's trying to use the spiritual whatever school of the asheira, whatever the kriches arav the avodah zarah are for his refuah. It seems that Rashi and Tosfos both had a kasha on the Gemara. That taking medicine is not serving Avodah Zarah. So why is it Yarek Bal Yavar? Why is there not a din of a chayba? You're not serving Avodah Zarah. You're being nana. That's not serving Avodah Zarah. Comes along none other than the Ramban in the Shtickel Torah from the Sefer Torah of Adam, which are people who printed the green Ramban did us the favor of putting it on the daf. And he says that you don't need to say these truths. Because avada, you're not being avada avodah zarah by taking medicine, but it's avak avodah zarah. It's abizrayud avodah zarah. It's a side of avodah zarah. And we know, says the Ramban, that when we say yarg val yavar on gimel averis chamorot, it's not only on the isur itself; it's on all the side isurim as well. And what's the raya, says the Ramban? The gemara in Sanhedrin that we mentioned about this person who was halal by tina, and they didn't allow any contact at all. And you see in that Gemara, says the Ramban, that everything is Yehareg Bal Yavar, even Avak Avodah Zarah, and Avak Yilei Ra'ah is Yehareg Bal Yavar. So, now, interestingly, the Ramban says, Avak Avodah Zarah and Avak Shvichas Damim is Yehareg Bal Yavar. Parenthetically, what is Avak Shvichas Damim? L'chaira, the Ramban is referring to what his very great Mechutin, who was a Rebbein again, by the way, writes in the Shari Tshuva that Avak Shvichas Damim, like Shemi was saying, is Malam Pnei Chaveir Barabim. For two reasons. So first of all, like the Gemara says, because the person turns pale. Apparently that's, I thought people turn red and they get embarrassed, but the Gemara says people turn pale. And he's causing the blood to drain from his face, and that's like killing him. And Vayit says, Rebbeinu Yoina, Tzar Halbona Mar Mimavas. The pain of being shamed is worse than being killed. So that's considered Avak Shvichas Damim. Okay. But Al Kapanim, we see in the Ramban, is saying exactly like the Shach says. It's the same exact shtickle. You see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that even Avak Gila Arayas, Avak Zayat Gila Arayas, is Yehareg Bal Yavar. And this that the Shach says is a Raya connected to the Ramban himself says. So it can't be a Raya connected to the Ramban. Or maybe it's a steer in the Ramban, I don't know. But L'chari, it's a pal.
Are they arguing if this issue was an error or not?
No. That's two Lashanis in the Gemara, but Zichar was going by Eish HaSesh. I mean, the Gemara says maybe it's even going by a Pnuya for Xera, but...
Doesn't the Gemara say let him marry
him? The Gemara in Sanhedrin? No. It says there was a Lashon that's going by a Pnuya because of this, or because whatever, Shleib Nei Sof, Pritz and Barayas. But the Etzim Gemara Pasha is going by Eish HaSesh.
I saw a print in Rambam, Hilchos Society Torah, Perek Hei, Halacha Ches, on that, saying that Afilo Nara, Afilo Adivri Hevel, like it didn't bring that it was Ashes Ish or.
Okay, he's going like the second Lashon in the Gemara, but that was a special rule. That's not, I don't think that's the general rule of Yehareg Bal Yavar by Arias. That would be that side in the Gemara. That's a special rule. There's a special thing that things shouldn't get out of hand. But according to the other, there's two opinions in the Gemara what the case was. Of course, the other opinion in the Gemara is talking about Eish HaSesh, a married woman, and understanding was to make her adin. That's the halacha that you have to give up your life for that. Anyhow, so the chayyur, you have to explain the Ramban based on a tremendous chiddush that's brought in the Chubas in the Chubas Rivash. The Vilna Gaon brings such a Chubas Rivash. He was asked the Rivash if it's mutter to take a refuah with stam yenom, which is eser midyavana. It says the Yivash, no, it's aser. It says the Yivash, not only a chelish ein besakana. It says the Yivash, I think even a chelish yesh besakana is aser. At the end, he doesn't. I'm not sure if he exactly comes out lamaisa, but he's very mitzadet very strongly. Even a chelish yesh besakana is aser to take a refuah with stam yenom. And why? Because he says, because it's abizrayu d'avayi d'zara, avak avayi d'zara, and the Gemara is mevora in Sanhedrin, that we, the same Gemara that we brought, that even avak gider arayas is yaharg v'al yavar. You have to give up your life, makom sakana. So the same is true for avayi d'zara. And even though it's esumi d'rabbanan, says the Rivash. Because again, the Gemara talks about, he says, yamas v'alta sapri mechari yageder. You can't speak to her. That's zikr only asr midi rabbanan, says Rivash. It doesn't hold the Rav Meshach's teretz, apparently. That's zikr only asr midi rabbanan. So the same is true, says Rivash, by stam yeinam.
Stam yeinam what? No one actually did of it. I mean,
Right. No, he has a triple teretz, whatever, but he says, my says, koim mikayach avay d'zara. It's a combination of a few things, but it comes out like this. So l'chayr, you see that Chazal, when they assert something, even though they created an isser, but if it's part of the category of avodah zarah or of gidei arayos, it could seems like the Rivash seems to be saying it across the board. I don't know if his mom is saying it across the board, but it could get the severity and the complete severity of gimel averos chamuras, even to the point of chiyuv mesiras nefesh. Tremendous chiddush. And it's not going like the hanacha of the Shach. But lemaisa, it seems like that from the Ramban. And it's a beferish again. Beferish again, he learns in the Ramah we mentioned, he brings the Ramas again, who's passing the halacha that avak avodah zarah gidei arayos shpichas damim is yaharg v'al yavar. He brings the Ramban, not as a kasha, that he says that, you see, even the Ramban shita, that it's only asr midi rabbanan, it's still yaharg v'al yavar. He learned like this clearly. It's a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. But I was wondering, is the taka true across the board? Are you going to tell me that every isser, any isser midi rabbanan that's related to any one of these things, is yaharg v'al yavar? I don't know, because there's a lot of different isurim around that. I don't know. But perhaps it's not muchach from this or krevel arayis that everything else, whatever they might be, should be also to the point of mesiras nefesh. Perhaps you could be mechalak. The Ramban, when he writes in his asaga on the Rambam, the Rambam who says that it's asumi d'arayis and the pasuk by sikavu and the Ramban is masig. He most of the shtickle he says is asr midi rabbanan, and that's what he comes out. But he has a quick tzad that it's asr because of chatzi shir, tremendous chiddush. Asr because of chatzi shir, the ikar isr is nus itself, and krev is asr because of chatzi shir. So what does that mean? It's an entirely different action. It's a chatzi shir. But it seems that there's a chatzi shir in the ichus, chatzi shir in the depth. And that Krevel Arayis itself, Znus itself, is the highest level of connection to what Isha that's Asr. Krevel Derechiva is coming close to that woman, but not on the same level. It's a notch lower, but it's the same Inyan. The Ramban has a tzad that could be Asr Chatzishir. It could be Yitachan, even in his other tzad, that it's only Asr Midi Rabbanan. He's not arguing on what this is. He holds that it doesn't answer because of Chatzishir. But it's viewed, perhaps, as a similar thing, but on a lower level. So Veer makes sense. It could be understood better that such a thing should be Yaharg V'al Yavar. It's come out the same thing, and when Chazal answered it, they didn't just answer it because it comes to that. Perhaps they were giving this Kufa the status of Gidei Arayis by making it answer. So maybe that will, such a thing, maybe only such a thing will get the entire severity of Gidei Arayis Mamash to the point of Mesiras Nefesh.